Hello.
Hello. My name is George. I'm calling on behalf of our client, a national public opinion poll. This is not a sales call, ma'am. I'm conducting a poll and about issues in the state of Texas. Are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, ma'am, are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
Yes.
Great. And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent?
Democrat.
And thank you for taking my call. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congress calling Allred and State Senator Rolando Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislator, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably both.
Yes, I will
okay,
vote.
Great. And thank you again for your patience. First, if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion for each of the following people, here's the first one. Joe Biden, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Greg Kishar?
Somewhat favorable.
What about Chivo Pastrol?
I've only seen some literature, but from the literature, somewhat favorable.
Okay. And what about Ruben Bafar?
Not familiar at all.
Okay. And what about Roland Gutierrez?
Not very familiar, no. Don't know.
Okay. And what about Aaron Sweener?
Not familiar.
Okay. And what about Beto O'Rourke?
Very favorable.
Debbie Gonzalez?
I still have the sign in my yard for Beto.
Oh, great. What about Debbie Gonzalez, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm not familiar.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Now, in the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate, to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, would you vote for a Colin Allred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
I might vote for Allred because I know that he's been polling well, and I don't know about Gutierrez, so I'd have to do a little more research.
In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Aaron Sweener or Chivo Pastrol, no, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
For state representative?
Yes,
was
ma'am.
That Chivo Pastrano?
Yes, I have Chivo Pastrano and Aaron Sweener.
From what I've seen about Pastrano, I'd probably vote for him.
Okay. Now, here is some information about these two candidates in the Democratic primary for Texas State House. Here's the first one. Chivo Pastrano is a lifelong resident of Hays County who grew up on River Road in San Marcos. As the son of farm workers, moved to Kyle, graduated from Texas State, worked in a local sheriff office, and is now a successful defense attorney. Chivo is a progressive fighter for democratic values whose priorities will be increase school funding and teacher pay, ensure LGBTQ rights get funded to end gridlock on IH-35, and increase the minimum wage. The other one says Aaron Sweener is in her third term as a state house member, who her records as a common sense progressive, hard worker, and rude expert means she is effective both at stopping extreme Republicans' bills and advocating for Hays County. Erin is a mom who volunteered at her child's school and education and author and conservation by training Aaron works to protect abortion rights, to increase funding for our schools and teachers, to maintain local control over growth and development. And she funded the Energy and Climate Caucus to tackle climate change in Texas. Based on which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I might have to go for Pastrano, although Erin Swiner sounds like she's been good. I really think we need to focus more on LGBTQ rights, because the way the state of Texas has been going on that is a very dangerous road, and the discrimination is unacceptable. I do also care a lot about abortion rights, though, so I would like to know where he stands on that.
Okay, and thank you for your patience. You're doing great. Now, all right, next I would like to for you to rate how important a candidate position on each of the following issues are to you in deciding who you will support in a Democratic primary election for state representative. Use a 1 to 5 scale, with 5 meaning most important and 1 meaning not important at all. Here's the first one. Voting rights and protecting democracy. From 1 to 5, what do you choose?
5.
Restoring abortion rights?
5.
A fight against Texas, new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected, due apologist, of being an undocumented immigrant without due process.
Well, I'm against a law like that. I'm not sure exactly how the wording it's important to me that we don't have a law like that.
Okay. Let me read it for you one more time. It says, okay. A fight against Texas new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process. From the options I have here, 1 to 5, what do you want me to mark down for you? Remember, 5 means most important and 1 means
right,
not important.
I think it's very important because it sounds like we're talking against that law. So, yes, that's important to me.
Okay. 5. The other one says gun laws restricting the sale of assault weapons.
5.
Strengthen a Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts.
5.
Vouchers. Stopping Governor Abbott a plan to give taxpayers dollars to present who sent their kids to private religious schools.
Was that against that? I'm sorry, the way you see.
It says here, vouchers, stopping Governor Abbott plan to give taxpayers dollars to
5.
Parents who send their kids to private religious schools.
5. We don't need to do that. We need to support public education.
The other one says, fully fund public education from the state to take the burden off local property taxes.
I'm not sure about that exactly. I need to do more research on that, so I don't know.
Okay. What about growth, development, and traffic congestion?
Yeah, that's important.
From 1 to 5, what do you want me to mark down for you?
4.
The other one says climate change and protecting the environment.
5.
And when it comes to the issue of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? Here's the first one. One whose pro-life religious beliefs leads them to support some of Texas' restrictions on abortion and to stop the loss of unborn lives, or one who is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore Texas women's rights and give doctors the freedom to perform medically necessary procedures.
The second one, the one who is pro-choice.
Okay. Now, here are a few statements you might hear about that are critical of a candidate's record or actions of a candidate for the Texas State House. Answer if it would cause you to definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or would not make a difference to you. Here's the first one. The candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying business taxes. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or would not make no difference.
Probably vote against.
The other one says, the candidate failed to gain endorsements of several local elected officials reflecting criticism. They are not in touch with Hays County.
Probably vote against.
The other one says, as a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including one who raped his 13-year-old stepdaughter, and argued in court that the rape was the gift's fault, the girl's fault, to apologize.
That one's tough because everyone's entitled to a defense. And while I find that reprehensible, I'm not sure exactly. Need more information about the candidate.
The other one says, while the candidate lives in Hays County, now they grew up in a, here, part of Austin, and attended college elsewhere, so they do not have a strong, deep roots here.
I don't think that would make a big difference, you know. It's not where you came from. If you live here and, you know, you're in touch with what's going on, it doesn't matter if you didn't start here.
From the options I have, what do you want me to mark down for you? Definitely vote against, or probably vote against, or would not make no difference?
I don't think that would make a difference.
Okay. And this last one here says, the candidate working as an attorney tried to get his brother, who was a sheriff, a deputy accused of sexual molestation, set free on a technicality event through the brothers while on duty, forced a Texas State student in the back of his squad car to remove her clothing as he gulped her.
Probably not. Definitely not. No, not going to do it.
Okay. And lastly, some statements about the record of a state representative. Aaron Treanor, answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Here's the first one. Aaron Treanor has a record developing for Hays County, including increasing funding for Texas State University and giving local communities tools to manage growth.
That's a positive.
A very positive or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
The other one says, Representative Sweener successfully fought hard stopping Governor Abbott's recent vulture scheme that would have robbed billions in funding from public schools and teachers to instead pay for private and religious schools.
Very positive.
After listening to grieving local parents who lost children to drug overdoses, Aaron passed a law to fund education about the danger of fentanyl in public schools.
Very positive.
Aaron Treanor is a leader in the legislature to protect LGBTQ plus rights.
Very positive.
Aaron is known for her hard work and intelligence, including the three-time Jeopardy champion, her Miss Three of the legislative process has made her one of the most effective Democrats at stopping dangerous Republican bills.
Very positive. Did you say she was on Jeopardy?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, well, that's what the statement says.
Well, yeah, that's very positive. I'm just surprised to hear that.
Okay. The other one says, as the only member of the Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Stringer leads on fighting climate change, protecting climate and clean air and water, and conserving open space.
Very positive.
Erin Schreiner has been on the front line fighting against Texas Republican extreme abortion bans, including the Bounty Hunter bill, restricting against out-of-state travel, and criminalization doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant Texans.
Very positive.
Now, after hearing this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today? Erin Schreiner or Chivo Pastrano?
Well, I like everything I'm hearing about Erin, and so I feel like I need to take the time to look more deeply into both candidates. I don't know that I would say positively one way or another, because I need to do more research.
Now, just a few questions for clarification purposes. And thank you again for your patience. We are concluding. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18, 39, 40, 54, 55, 64, or 65 or older?
65 or older.
And do you consider yourself of Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage?
No.
Do you consider yourself African American or black?
No.
Do you, and what is the last grade you completed in school?
Some college.
And how long have you lived in Hayes County? 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years, or more than 30 years?
0 to 10.
Well, this concludes our survey. Well, thank you very much for your participation. You enjoy your evening. Well, thank you very much, ma'am.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.